On the phone is Sarah Garris. Sarah is the sister of John's producer, Elif. How are you today, Sarah?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. So I love working with your sister. And the other day when she mentioned that you were in this union that is considering a strike on Monday, and I've been hearing Dean Richards talk about it, and they've been talking about it on the Bob Surratt show, I thought, well, we might as well talk to somebody who is on the inside of this. So we're talking about the union known as the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, and you're a part of that union. Tell everybody what you do for a living.
Well, I'm a costumer. I'm in the local 705, and actually the IATSD is more than one union. It's many unions. I'm a costumer, but with Hollywood and with movies and television, there's so much more than just me. It's a much bigger picture. There's lighting, there's audio, there's art department, there's grips, you know, we're just a big team. And lately we've been down in the dumps because we're overworked and underpaid. And I feel like a lot of, and this kind of varies, but I know a lot of friends of mine who have worked on shows and just had horrible experiences. So we're hoping that we don't have to strike, but if we do, we're all together and we're a team.
I think that a lot of people, when they hear about this, they're like, oh, those Hollywood people, they make so much money. We're not talking about the actors. We're not talking about SAG-AFTRA, the Screen Actors Guild or any of that type of stuff. We're talking about the people who support the people you see on screen. And that is makeup. That's costuming. That's everything behind the scenes. And I did read a headline in the Wall Street Journal that says Hollywood production workers announce Monday they are striking unless they win concessions on bathroom and meal breaks. Is that an issue where you're not getting a break even to use the bathroom?
So to be honest with you, I've had nothing but positive experiences. I feel very blessed in that regard. I work on a TV show right now that I love. I feel like the producers, everybody takes such good care of me, of us. And so I'm lucky to say that, but I have heard that, crew members have been working sixth and seventh days. They've been working what we call Fratterdays, which is where you work late into Friday night and start early on Saturday morning. Also, with the deadline looming of this potential strike, some production companies have been scheduling unplanned sixth and seventh days in additional overtime. Which is horrible. They're just kind of trying to cram in as much as they can right now before the strike happens on Monday.
So it's everything from studio mechanics to wardrobe to makeup artists. And how many people does this union represent?
60,000 people. And that's nationwide. And it's many unions. It's the 705. It's the, how many unions are there? It's a lot of unions.
Yeah. Sarah Garris is on the phone. I just want to recap this for people who might have just jumped in their car. Sarah is the sister of Elif, who is John's producer, and you are based in L.A., and can I say that you work on Dancing with the Stars?
Of course.
And you love working on Dancing with the Stars, right?
I love working with Dancing with the Stars. I've had nothing short of an amazing experience. We're actually kind of down in the dumps right now because we want to support everybody that is going through a tough time and the crew members that are overworked and underpaid in other productions. But it's bittersweet for us because we love working for our show. Dancing with the Stars is so much fun. They really take good care of us. And like, as far as overtime goes and everything, they're so good. Like, you know, I've never had a bad experience. They make sure we get our breaks. My supervisor is amazing. Like, that show is great, but it's a bummer because it's like, it's bittersweet. I want to strike because I want to support everybody, but at the same time, you know, I love what I do. So
So Sarah, the big question is, if they go on strike, are you going to support your union or are you going to cross that picket line?
Oh, I'm going to support my union.
Yes, every 100%. Union member should. So,
100%.
What happens to shows like Dancing with the Stars or The Masked Singer or any of these shows that appear to be live or are live to tape every single week? Late night television, the things that, you know, we love to consume some entertainment and some fun content. What happens? How long before you guys go on strike till those shows come to a hiatus?
You know, I can't give you an accurate answer, but my guess is if the strike goes on for more than a few weeks, we're going to have to put everything on pause because, you know, with live television, it's such a Tetris game with, you know, producing those schedules for each network. So I have no idea what's going to happen. I really hope that it's not just put on pause and not picked back up. Like, that would be so devastating. And the other thing about this strike, just big picture, is, you know, some people are, it's kind of a speculation game right now. You know, some people are saying, oh, no, you know, they're going to come to an agreement with the Producers Alliance and it'll just be a couple days or a week or two. And others are saying, no, this might go into the new year. And I'm just kind of like, I'm trying not to listen to everybody right now because it's just a lot of voices, you know, and we don't have proper full information just yet. So, but I have been told to prepare to strike. So that's step one.
And that happens on Monday, correct? Or is that 11:59 Sunday night?
Monday at 12:01.
Okay.
That is the official, that'll be when it happens, if it happens.
Well, most people,
if they can't come to an agreement, yeah.
I think most people won't pay that much attention until they turn on the TV and their favorite TV show is not on because there's nobody there behind the scenes helping make it happen. Hey, before I let you go, we've got like 45 seconds, you know, is Elif, and believe me, I've gotten a lot of grief about how I pronounce her name. How do you pronounce her name?
I'm bad.
It's
well,
your sister.
So, you know, Elif, see, I see Elif because Elif and I grew up in the UK. So I say Elif. My name is actually, you know, you call me Sarah and my husband calls me Sarah. But if we're speaking, you know, like Turkish, my name is Sarah and her name is Elif.
Okay.
So
it's so funny because people just hound on me on the text line about how I say her name. And she's like, I'm fine with the way you say it. But I was saying Elif too, so maybe I'll go back to that. So you know she has new music out today, right?
Yes, she does. Everybody be sure to tune in.
Elif Garris, E-L-I-F.
Yeah, but she's allowed to call me Elif, but you should still call me Elif.
Elif, okay. tell everybody where they can find your music.
It's elifgarris.com or at elifgarris. And then, Sarah, do you want to give any information about where people can find you?
Sure. If you're interested in checking out my work, my website is serrageris.com. And then my Instagram handle is the same. So take a look, support us crew members that are behind the scenes and making the magic happen, and hope for us that we can come to a resolution and we don't have to strike. But if we do, please stand by us and support us.
Nice to meet you, and applause to your mom for raising two brilliant and talented daughters.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.